Good afternoon, Lee, and afternoon, listeners.
Right, book of the week time. Gather around. Yep. What do we got today?
We have something a little bit different. This is a business book.
Okay. We've covered everything, but...
Yeah, look, this is one that actually came out earlier in the year, and I just haven't got round to reading it, and sort of over the last week I've been dipping into it, and it's a really interesting account of someone starting a business almost from scratch, although you could argue from behind the eight ball, and taking a major change in direction with the business and being extraordinarily successful and eventually selling out and going into a very well-earned retirement, although for this particular person, retirement's not a word that sort of runs across his lips, and he's sort of coming to grips with, he's now 74 or 75, and I don't like retirement, and what am I going to do? So, the book I'm referring to is called Dumbbells to Diamonds, 33 Workouts to Mega Wealth by Bob Cheek.
Oh, okay, right.
Now, listeners' ears will prick up and go, is that the Bob Cheek that used to be in politics? And I'll have to tell you, yes, it is. It is indeed Bob Cheek, former very successful AFL, not AFL as in AFL, but Australian rules football player here in Tasmania in his younger days, played in the old days of the TFL and the NTRFA and here on the northwest coast at the NWFU, a very good player, and won premierships with a couple of the clubs he played with here in Tasmania. He was a news agent at Penguin for a period of time and worked as a journalist at the Mercury, both as a sub-editor and as an editor. And then he, along the way, opened up a few businesses in Hobart, including a couple of gyms.
Yeah, this is all ringing bells. He was a runner of politics there for a while too, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He was in
opposition
politics.
Leader, yeah.
At one stage he was leader of the Liberal Party, yeah. as opposition leader.
Yeah.
And then at the next election that he contested, they badly got beaten. And anyway, Bob decided that, in fact, I think Bob might not have been re-elected. And so he resigned the Liberal Party leadership and left politics. He subsequently went on to write a really well-written and very interesting biography, which covered in quite some detail his political adventures. And I've never read this book, but I've been told by customers that it's actually a very, very good read and a very interesting insight into Tasmanian politics in the late 1980s through the 1990s and into the early 2000s. And so that's Bob's earlier work, and I'm told that was a very good book. And I can report that this book is a really interesting read on how to run a business. And in it, Bob gives some very, very down-to-earth, extraordinarily practical advice on what you should be doing to both set up a business and then run that business successfully, and a few tips on what to do when you get to the point of you've been successful and you may not want to keep doing it forever and ever and ever. How do you go about then selling that successful business?
Mm.
Some of the advice some people would read and go, oh, that's a little bit simplistic or it's a bit homespun. But I've read it, and over the years of sort of running a bookshop, there's some stuff in here that while it is, I suppose you would say this book is very little specific to the gym industry and the health industry, there are still many pieces of advice in this book that you can put across any kind of small business.
Well, there are plenty of us about on the coast that are dabbling in that, so what an interesting read.
I think for those people on the northwest coast that are running gyms, they would find this book very interesting reading. And as I say, more broadly, for people who are interested in business and how to run business, and particularly small businesses, and make them successful, Bob's got some very good advice in this book, and the thing I really liked about it, it's very easy to read. He writes, I suppose you could see this in his training as a journalist. It's written in a very easily read, accessible style, and I think for the subject matter he's covering, that's a really good thing.
Excellent. Well, it's called Dumbbells to Diamonds, 33 Workouts to Mega Wealth. Bob Cheek, available at all leading bookstores and, of course, Devonport Bookshop as well. Thanks for that insight there, the Savo. Tim, appreciate it.
Very good, Lee. Thanks for having me on.